Be still and know. Helen Keller was born deaf, dumb, and blind. Her early life was a blank, apparently, with no communication with anyone or anything. Then a great teacher, Ann Sullivan, came to live and work with Helen. Soon they had discovered together the magic of talking with the touch of the fingers. Now the blind could begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. Helen Keller's religious instruction came from the great preacher Philip Brooks. He told her about God and what God had done for us in Jesus Christ. She listened a while and then said, "Mr. Brooks, I knew all that before, only I did not know God's name." Columnist John R. Gunn asks, "Have you not often felt some mysterious impulse lifting you up toward the good and noble? What was it? Simply the soul reaching out for the God who made it. Doubtless also there are other times when you would like to know more of God's love, to live a better life, but something pulls you down. What is it? In a museum, there is a steel key apparently hanging in midair, defying the law of gravity. The trick is in the top of the showcase. There's an electromagnet drawing the key upward, but the key is bound to the floor of the case by a tiny thread. Clip that thread, and instantly the key would fly to the magnet. Like a magnet, God is pulling you toward Himself. But somewhere in your life, there is the black thread of an evil habit, of hatred, or of greed, holding you down. God can clip that thread if you let Him. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, you will be lifted into a happy fellowship with God." Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Psalms. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.